Hello, darlings. It's almost Christmas. I hope you're having a gentle holiday season. I won't say a happy holiday season, simply because I know that for a lot of us, myself included, the holidays can be stressful and they can be sad. I know for me, I've really been missing my mother. She died, almost 7 years ago. And Christmas was always her favorite season, so whenever Christmas comes around, I tend to miss her and my grandmother and my aunt and some other people who have passed, friends and such, so I'm sure I'm not alone in all of that, and, you know, just because it's the holiday season doesn't mean that there's not illness and the normal stressors that the rest of the year can possess. So, again, I'll tell you that I care about you. You're not alone. I see you. And be gentle with yourself. Try to make sure you're eating well, that you're drinking water for me, and that you're getting the rest that you need. I know some of you work in the healthcare profession or are in some other strenuous professions that don't necessarily allow for enough sleep, but I do hope you're taking care of yourself the very best that you can in the situation that you're in. And you know, at the end of the day, even if you haven't completed your to-do list, I want you to know that it's enough. If you've done your very best, that's all anyone can ask of you, including yourself. So, be kind and gentle to yourself. I also wanted to remind you that I've heard a rumor, although again, I have not found the actual post, that Reddit is going to be down for the 26th. I'm gonna guess they're probably doing some kind of improvement or implementing some new changes of some sort. Or maybe they're just doing some system maintenance. But regardless, for those of you that listen to audio files daily, I would deeply encourage you to go to arrowcast.me to follow me and some of your other favorite creators, so that no matter what happens with Reddit or what happens with Soundgasm, you will have access to the audio files that you love and enjoy. So yeah, I recommend you do that. I am currently in the process of slowly, languidly importing over my files that I had previously done and have hosted at Soundgasm. I don't intend on removing the Soundgasm links, because some of you might have it bookmarked, and I don't want to change that for you guys, but all of my future content is being hosted at Arrowcast, and my old content will also migrate over there as well, so that you can create playlists and follow me and just have more easy access, and don't we like easy access, to my files whenever you like. I think you'll find that you really enjoy Arrowcast and what it offers once you've gotten to explore it a bit. Just having the picture to go along with the file, I personally find quite enjoyable. Anyway, how are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? And would any of you like to share your Christmas tree pictures with me? I would love that. I really haven't gotten to see Christmas lights this year, and that makes me sad. It seems like people in my area just don't have the time, attention, or interest, or maybe even the money for the extra cost of the electricity, but for whatever reason, there don't seem to be light displays this year like there normally are. And I'm also not really seeing Christmas trees in people's windows either, which is sad, because I really enjoy seeing that. Even if it does freak me out that people don't close their windows at night, or their curtains at night. But that's just me. Let's see. So today I was wrapping gifts. Not very many, but a few for friends, chosen family. And I was listening to Christmas music and singing along, and it was just really nice. The only thing that was missing was a nice cup of hot chocolate or tea, which I don't have either of those things with me right now, but I have water. As you should. Oh, let's see, what else? So yeah, I was enjoying that. I've been taking things easy. There's not as much activity happening here on Reddit or in the Gone Wild Audio community. It seems as a lot of people are visiting family, they're home from college, or they potentially have college kids back home, and yeah, it just seems like everything is kind of quieting down, and that's okay. I think it's absolutely wonderful and healthy to take some time and just relax. We don't all have to be connected to the internet 24/7. Sometimes what our soul needs is just some peace and quiet. Some time to disconnect from everything and everyone and just be. I know I've been enjoying listening to music. Again, with the work that I do, that's not something that I typically get to do. I'm so busy listening to myself or recording something or connecting with other people, talking on the phone, all of that good stuff. So I'm producing a lot of sounds. More than I tend to get to listen to sounds. So I've been enjoying that. I guess last year was the year for movies. This year I don't quite have the focus needed for that, I suppose. I've watched a few, and I intended to watch some others, but I'm just not feeling it currently, but there's still time, so who knows? Maybe I'll change my mind. What else did I want to talk to you about? I guess I didn't really so much have things that I wanted to talk to you about or needed to share with you, aside from following me on Arrowcast and giving you a heads up again about Reddit potentially being down for the day after Christmas. And who knows, that could, you know, sometimes they intend to have it down for one day and things happen and it takes a while to restore the system. But yeah, I just wanted to connect with you, see how you're doing, see what you're doing. Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. I reached 400 followers the other day, so to those of you who are new, pardon me, I welcome you. It's nice to meet you, and I look forward to getting to know you a bit better. Also, I learned that I have a new follower from Germany, so that's a new country for me, and that's fun. I'm also enjoying that just learning that I have followers all over the world. Indonesia, the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland. Oh my goodness, so many countries. It's beautiful. I really love and cherish this little community that we're building here. And I really would like some more interaction in the group. So, are you shy boys? And you lovely girls, there are a few of you. You'll find that you guys are pretty amazing. And I think if you start interacting with each other, you'll realize that you're not so alone. There's people who have similar interests as you, or similar interests as you. My goodness, my words are sloppy today. I guess my mind is relaxing as much as my body is. But anyway, yeah. It's always good to have a friend, especially at this time of year. So feel free to connect with each other in the comments, amid the posts. And let me know, too, if you have ideas of things that I could be doing to encourage more community commentary and interaction. In the near future, I think I'll be putting out a post for you guys, or a poll, asking you what you would like me to cover in the future. I have some different directions I could go, and, you know, it's fun for me to let you guys pick what I'll be covering next. So I'll be doing that in the near future. Tomorrow, I think I will share with you my Spotify kinky playlist. That'll be fun for you to listen to towards the new year and in the new year. Let's see. I still haven't done that yet. This audio feels very messy. I'm not in my normal location. I'm not using my normal mic, so I know the sound quality here is kind of crappy. But yeah, I'm lazy. Sorry, not sorry. 'Tis the season of comfort and connection. So I'm connecting with you while being comfortable. My office chair has become quite uncomfortable for me lately. So being in my recording space isn't as nice as it once was. So truthfully, even though there is a script that I am dying to bring to life for you guys, the lovely writer of May I Have This Dance, which is one of my favorite pieces. I absolutely love the character of Isabella. They created a seasonal script, a sequel to that. So I'm really excited to get to visit with the beautiful Countess Isabella. Beautiful vampire again. If you have not listened to May I Have This Dance, I highly recommend that you do. It is really one of the most complex, most elegant, and sweetly erotic pieces I've created. So, if you have any interest in vampires, if you like fantasy, or if you like the whole mommy dom type vibe, especially if you love sound effects, I really recommend that you visit that file. I'll probably post a link to it in the comments to go along with this file to make it easier for you to find. I guess I will also port it over to Arrowcast to also make it easier for you to listen to. But yes, that was just released today, so I am dying to get into my recording space to bring the lovely Isabella to life again. I also know that you guys are really wanting me to do the sequel for the main princess. So I will be doing that in the near future as well. And I'm not there yet, but I absolutely know that I have not been doing much in the way of edging content in a while, so I will absolutely be getting back to that as well. So you have that to look forward to, probably in the new year. Realistically, there's not necessarily a great chance that I will be doing that before then. But that is something for you to look forward to. As always, if there are scripts that you would like me to cover, if there's something that makes you think of me, if you have a question, if you have a comment, I am easy to reach. So, that being said, with more of you by the day, it is getting more difficult for me to have that one-on-one interaction that I enjoy, so please continue to be patient with me and be understanding if I am not able to have the longer, more drawn-out conversations that I would typically enjoy. It's not a lack of care. It's simply me guarding against burnout so that I can be here with you for a long amount of time. Also, on Christmas, it will be my 3-month anniversary of creating this lovely content with you and getting to know you more. So that's beautiful. I love the timing of that. So, know that you are cared for. I see you. I feel you. I appreciate you. And I am holding you close in this season and wishing you nothing but love and happiness. And peace. I really hope that you get to experience some peace and some calm. Maybe just take 15 minutes on one of your days to go sit outside or even sit in your car. Maybe with no music or maybe with just some soft jazz like Kenny G. Kenny G is so mellow. Such good music to sleep to. But maybe just take 15 minutes to sit outside or sit in your house somewhere and just complete silence and just breathe. Just be with yourself. Nothing to do. Nothing you need to think about in those moments. And just let your brain relax. Close your eyes. Let them relax. And just be. That's enough. It really is. The idea that we have to be constantly busy, that we have to churn out more and more work every day is, pardon me, but complete and utter bullshit. Our brains, our souls, our hearts need time to just be. To just connect. Connect with ourselves. And once we've connected with ourselves and filled up our own cups, then we can take that cup and give little droplets here and there to our loved ones, our employees, our co-workers, our families, our lovers. So, fill your cups, love. You deserve it. It's not selfish. It's simply maintenance. Just as you would change the oil on your car, you also need to tend to your own systems, to tend to your heart, your soul, your energy, So again, be gentle with yourself, as I would also be gentle to myself. So, until next time, I think that's all I have to share. But, as I probably won't connect with you again, at least not in this way until after Christmas, I just want you to know that you're loved. And, again, I really hope that you have a peaceful and as joyous as possible Christmas and other assorted holidays. I know Hanukkah has already passed us, but I hope that you'll also have a beautiful Kwanzaa or whatever lovely, beautiful holidays you're celebrating. And also, happy solstice to my fellow pagans. It's time to rejoice and embrace the light returning to us. So, find your joy. Embrace your joy. And know that you're loved. Also, I really need to trademark and see if the tagline, "Making the world happier one orgasm at a time," has been trademarked. Because if not, I'm stating here for the record that that's mine. Anyway, darlings, you're so loved. Take care of yourself. Until next time. Bye-bye.